Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Greeks are afraid to imagine a future. National strikes this week are just the surface expression of how deep the fear goes. AMG International's Fotis Romeo says the crisis is also spiritual. Suicide rates have risen 37% over the last 3 years. Still, because the churches are answering the desperation, God is giving people hope and a future.
There are more than 90 local migrant churches made up by people from all over the world here in Athens. These churches were not existing 10 years ago. So we see that in the midst of the crisis, God is calling people to himself.
Next, we told you about the American pastor imprisoned in Iran. An update from the Iranian Christian News Agency. Pastor Saeed Abedini went on trial Monday. He was charged with creating house churches aimed at disturbing national security. The courts expected to release their verdict in a legal time frame. Abedini's attorney mentioned hints at a bail deal, but according to Abedini's wife, other bail attempts haven't worked since he was jailed in September. And with education being a key way to reach kids with the gospel, Worldwide Christian Schools is opening up 3 new ministry fields with teachers in Indonesia, Cambodia, and India. Spokesman Steve Goering says they're offering a 6-course training module on learning. It helps teachers effectively teach the curriculum as well as share the gospel.
Through a series of master trainers that we have in each country, go to them and help them have practical, time-bound goals when they're finished with a session to be able to implement and affect and impact not just the children, but their communities and even the parents of these children.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.